Shalom to all. Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Beis. We're starting at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the top. Today's daf is sponsored, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yol Yaakov ben Rabbi Yol. His neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Chamisha chabur sheshavsu b'traklon echad. We have five different groups of people, let's say it's five families, that all spend Shabbos in a traklon. A traklon is usually translated as a palace or a mansion. Over here, we're actually referring to a very large room, such as a hall or a ballroom, something like that. And they're divided somehow. The Mishnah says, Beishami Aimrim, Erev chol chabur v'chabura. Every single one of these chaburas has to join in their own Erev with the other ones, and also with the people of the Chatzar. There's other houses in the Chatzar also besides for this traklin, so they all each individually have to join in the Erev. Ubeis Hillel Aimrim, and they say, Erev Echel Kulon, everyone could just join one Erev, meaning one of the families could just represent everyone. Umaydim, but they both agree, Bizmachim Ktasin Shreem Chadarim Oibalias, if some of them are in proper rooms or some of them are in the upper level, Shehan Tzrichin Erev Chachabur Vachabura, every single family or every single group needs to have their own Erev. Now the Gemara is going to bring a number of different ways how to understand the Machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hill. Amar of Nachman of Machlekes, their whole Machlekes is Bemasi. When we have these low dividers made out of these little wooden pieces, it's kind of a makeshift divider. That's what's dividing these different families from each other. That's the whole machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if they're considered like one cohesive group, or if they're separate groups and they need to join in the Erev separately. Aval mechitza asar, if they have a proper partition, which is 10 tefachim high, tivra kol Erev kol chabur v'chabura, every single group or family needs to join in separately to the Erev. Egedamri, some say, Amar Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, af mesivus machlokes, they even argue in this makeshift divider whether or not every family needs to join in their own Erev. Here's a different way of understanding the machlekes. Chadar machlekes b'mechitzas hamagias v'tikra. Once is the whole machlekes b'shem Beis Hillel is if we have partitions dividing these groups of people, they reach all the way to the ceiling. Of mechitzas shem magias v'tikra. However, if the mechitzas dividing these families don't reach all the way to the ceiling, divra kol erev echel kulon. Everyone agrees that they just need one erev to represent them, and each chabura doesn't need to individually join in. V'chadar one says machlekes b'mechitzas shein magias v'tikra. The machlekes is when the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling. Of mechitzas magias v'tikra. If the mechitzas reach the ceiling, divra kol tzrichin erev lechol chabura v'chabura. Everyone agrees that we have to have a separate Eruv for every single Chabura. Now the Gemara Ayin Beis Amar Beis on top asks, Meisve, we have a steer from a Braisa. Am Rabbi Yehuda Saber, Rabbi Yehuda the sharp one, he was very sharp, so he's called Rabbi Yehuda Saber. He says, Loinechlu Beisham Beis Hillel, Mechitzas Hamagias Latikra. Beisham Beis Hillel do not argue when we're talking about Mechitzas that reach the ceiling. Shetzrichin Eruv Chol Chabura V'Chabura, every single group needs to individually join in the Eruv. Amanach Lekusan, what do they argue? Am Mechitzas She'en Magias Latikra. If it does not reach the ceiling, Shebisham Eruv, they say, Eruv Chol Chabura V'Chabura, we need to have a separate Eruv. Beis Hillel Aimrim Eruv Echel Kulan, we only need one Eruv. So we say, Lamanda Armor Mechitzas Magias Latikra Machlekes, according to the Mand Armor, which you've mentioned previously, that the whole Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is talking about Mechitzas that reach all the way to the ceiling to Yufta. This Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda Saber is a refutation to that. Lamanda Armor Mechitzas She'en Magias Latikra Machlekes, according to the Mand Armor, that the whole Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is with Mechitzas that do not reach the ceiling, Siyata. So this is a proof to that, because this Braisa is saying the exact same thing. Lahach Lishna, according to the Lashon, the Amr of Nachman, the Rav Nachman had said, Machlekes B'Mesipas, that the whole Machlekes is with this makeshift Mechitza to Yufta, it's definitely a refutation. Now, what about the second Lashon, the Amr of Nachman, that we had said in Rav Nachman, Af Mesipas Machlekes, that even with this makeshift Mechitza they argue about, let's say this Braisa from Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber is also a refutation, Rav Nachman will tell you no. Pligim Mechitza, they argue when we have proper partitions, V'huadin Mesipas, and they even argue when we have this makeshift partition, V'hadaka Mifligim Mechitza, and the fact that this Braisa from Yehuda HaSaber says that they argue only when we're talking about Mechitzas, and didn't say anything about this makeshift partition, that's only L'idiyah HaKaychen de Beis Hill. They teach you the strength or the power of Beis Hillel's heter, that even in the presence of a proper mechitza, Beis Hillel still does not require separate erevin to be done. Now the Gemara asks, why doesn't this brass Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber say that the whole machlekes is with these makeshift partitions, to show us the strength of Beis Shammai that he's going to aser even in that case, even though we don't have a proper partition, it's just makeshift, nonetheless he's still going to aser and everyone's going to have to join in a separate erev. So the Gemara answers, it's much better to teach a heter than an iser, because the power of heter is much greater than the power of Isra. Therefore, we teach the Heter of Beis Hillel and not the Isra of Beis Shammai. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber, the Halacha is the way that Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber understands it. And Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masnisu Nami Deka, our Mishnah is Medoyek like that. Diktanit says in our Mishnah, Umaydim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Vizmashim Ktsas and Shrim Chandarim Balias, if some of them are in proper rooms or in the upper levels, Shetzrichan Erev Chachabur Vichabura, that every single group needs to join in the Erev separately. Now, my Chadarim Mayalias, what are these rooms and these upper levels that the Mishnah is talking about? Ilim Chadarim Chadarim Mamish, if you say that we're talking about actually proper rooms with doors and proper mechitzas and walls, but Aliyas Aliyas Mamish, and the Aliyah is actually an upper level, pshita. It's obviously needed joined in separately. They're in a very clearly defined space, which is definitely different from everyone else's living quarters. El lav must be ke'en chadarim uke'en aliyas, that they're living in an area in this big ballroom or this hall that's similar to a room or similar to an upper level. Umay nihu, what does that mean, that the area is similar to a cheder or it's similar to an aliyah? That's mechitzos hamagiyas latikra. That's talking about where the mechitzos go all the way up to the ceiling. Shema mina, we see from here that the Mishnah itself is teaching us that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the mechitzos reach all the way to the ceiling, everyone agrees that each group would have to join in separately to the Eruv. And now the Gemara is going to teach a different way of understanding the machlekes in the Mishnah. Tana, we have a brisa, but medvar murim, what's the whole machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, k'shem elichan eseruv l'makam acher. If the groups that are staying in this chaklin for Shabbos have to bring the Eruv to some other place, meaning to someone else that lives in the chatzar, avalam haye Eruv and ba etzlan, if everyone in the chatzar is going to be bringing the Eruv to the people in the chaklin, tevar akal Eruv echel kula, and everyone agrees we should have one Eruv for everyone. We say, kaman azal hadutanyu, who's the following brisa like, chamisha shagavu seruvan, if we have five people that collected the Eruv, these five people live in the same chatzar, so they all collected an Eruv. Now they bring their Eruv to another place, meaning now they want to join in with the adjoining chatzar so they could carry in between these different chatzeres. Eruv echel lekulan, we just need one Eruv for everyone, meaning one person could be the representative of the five people in this chatzar. Keman, who's that like? Ke Beis Hillel, like Beis Hillel. Veged Amrin, some say, but medvar murim, one is just said in the Mishnah, that we have machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, k'shaya Eruv ba'etzlan, only when the Eruv is being brought to them. Avam ha'im ha'ilichan seruv l'makam acher, if they have to bring their Eruv to another person in the chatzar, tivah kol tzrichin Eruv l'chachabur v'chabur, everyone, even Beis Hillel agrees, that everyone has to separately join in the Eruv. Keman azal hadetanya, so now who's the following brass like? Chamisha shagavu seruven, when we have five people living in the same chatzar collect their Eruv together, k'shemelichan seruven l'makam acher, when they bring their Eruv to another place, meaning to join with another chatzar, Eruv echel l'kulan, everyone could join in together. Keman, who's that like? D'lak echad, it's not like anyone, according to this new understanding of what the machlek is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in our Mishnah. And this next Mishnah is going to be talking about what's considered a place of residence that's going to require that person to join in an Eruv. And the Mishnah says, Ho'achan shay oichan ashulchan avin, we have brothers that eat at their father's table, v'yoshenim v'batein, but they sleep in their own houses. This is talking about a big, beautiful family that all lives in the same chatzor as their father. They eat at their father's house, and then they go to their houses to sleep. Tzrichin Eruv l'chal echad v'echad, each one of them has to join in an Eruv. L'fikach, therefore, im shachach echad mehem v'le'yiv, if one of them forgot to join an Eruv, mevatalos v'shusa, he has to be mevatalos v'shusa, to allow other people to carry there. Amosai, but when is this that they all have to join an Eruv, v'zman shemalichan Eruv l'makam acher, if they have to bring their Eruv to another person that lives in this chatzar, there's other people also live in this chatzar, besides this big beautiful family, so when they have to bring their Eruv to someone else's house, then if one person forgot to join in, he's going to aser everyone from carrying, unless he's mevatos rishos. Avalam haya Eruv ba'etzlan, however, if the Eruv is brought to them, meaning if the Eruv is brought to their father's house, or she'eni man d'yurin b'chatzar, or there's no one else that lives in the chatzar besides this family and their father, and it's tzrichin l'arev, then they don't have to join an Eruv, because this is considered like one Rishus. And the Gemara is going to explain what we're talking about over here. Now the Gemara says, Shema mina amakim lina garim. It seems to be from this Mishnah that the place where you sleep is how we determine what's considered your place of residence, because we see from here that even though they eat in their father's house, they go back to their own houses to sleep, and therefore they're required to join an Eruv. And we're going to see that this is actually a subject of Machlekes at the bottom of this daf. So Amar Bihuda Marav, that's not a Raya, but Makabli Pras Shanu. Over here we're actually talking about where they receive their sustenance from their father. They don't actually go to their parents' house to eat the Shabbos meals. Their parents send them their food. Their mother's the Rebbetzin of this big family. She sits there every Shabbos, cooks a lot of food, sends it out to all of her kids, and they're being supported by their father. They're not actually going to his house to eat. So we don't necessarily have a raya that the place where you sleep is how we determine your place of residence. And as we said, we're going to see this machlekes at the bottom of the daf. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Misha yesh loy beis shar. Someone has a beis shar, which is a gatehouse, achsadra umrepeset, which is some sort of portico, gallery, porch, something like that, b'chatzar chaveri, in the chatzar of his friend. Hareza einu eser olav, he's not going to aser his friend from carrying in the chatzar. This is not considered like a dwelling place. Taisa says, even if he actually lives there, it doesn't make a difference. This is not considered a normal dwelling place, so he's not going to aser anyone. However, the brass continues, beis ha-tevin, if a person owns a straw storage house in someone else's chatzar, beis ha-bakar, a barn, beis ha-eitzim, a woodshed, beis ha-eitzis, any sort of storage house in someone else's chatzar, hareza eser olav, he's going to aser the people of that chatzar from carrying if he doesn't join in an eruv. Rabbi Hudaimer, he says, Einu Eser Elo Makim Dirabal Vad. The only thing that asers people from a chatzar from carrying is if we have a place of residence, if a person actually lives there. If he doesn't live there, it doesn't make a difference. And Amar Rabbi Huda, Maaseh Ben Nafcha, there's a story with this person, Ben Nafcha, Shahayu Loi Chamesh Chatzeres B'Usha. He had five different chatzeres in Usha. It's not talking about that he owned five different courtyards. It means he owned five different houses in five different courtyards. He owned a lot of real estate, clearly. Uba Maaseh Lefnei Tanei Chachamim, and this story came in front of the Chachamim. V'amru, they said, Eino Yisrael Beis Dir Bilvad. The only thing that's going to aser is an actual place of residence. And since he doesn't live in all five of those houses, he's not going to aser the people of those chatzeres if he doesn't live there. But now the Gemara asks, Beis Dir Sakadaitach, are you really saying that any place where a person lives, that's going to aser? We just said previously in this Brisa that a Beis Shar is not going to aser. Even if he lives in the gatehouse, since that's not a normal place to live, he's not going to aser the people from caring there if he doesn't join an Erev. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Ema Makam Dira. It's a place of living. So now the Gemara asks, my Makam Dira, what exactly is a Makam Dira? How is that different than a Beis Dira? The Gemara says, Rav Amar, Ein Gimel Amad Aleph on the top, Makam Pita. This is the place where you actually eat your food. This is Machlek, as we said, we're going to get involved in. Makam Pita means this is the actual place where you eat. If you eat in this place, that means that's where you live, and then you are required to join in the Eruv. Rishmul Amar Shmuel says, no, Makam Lina. It's the place where you sleep. Wherever you sleep, that determines your place of residence, and then you'd be required to join in the Eruv. The Gemara asks, Mesve, we'll ask a question on Rav.
Harayin, shepherds, Vakayotzin, and people that are watching figs that are drying out in the field.
Vaburganin, these are watchmen that live in huts, Vishemir Peres, and fruit watchmen, Bizman Shadarkun Lalin Ba'ir, if they usually sleep in the city, so they don't sleep out in the field, Harhan Khan Sha'ir, they're like the people of the city. Bizman Shadarkun Lalin Basada, if they sleep in the field, Yeshlan Alpaim Lacharuach, so then they get 2,000 amas in every single direction. So we see from here that it's all dependent on the place where you sleep, not on the place where you eat, so this is clearly not like Rav. So the Gemara answers no. Hasam Anan Sahadi, over there we know for sure, the Imi Matulu Rifta Hasam, that if we were to bring them their bread where they are, out in the field, watching these fruits or these figs, Tvei Nichalu, that would be much more preferable to them, so they don't have to go back into the city to eat. So we don't necessarily have a proof from this brisa that it has to do with the place where you sleep. It could be that your place of residence is determined where you eat and not where you sleep. And now a little bit more about this halacha. Amar Rav Yosef, lo yishmi li hashmaitza. I never heard of this teaching from Rav. Again, Rav Yosef got sick. He forgot a lot of his learning, so a lot of times he didn't remember certain halachas that were said. Amar li Abaye. So Abaye said to him, Abaye was his Talmud that would always remind him that he actually did teach the halacha. At Amrit ni alon, you taught it us. Valha Amrit ni alon, and you taught it us on the following. We have brothers eat on their father's table, but they sleep in their houses. Every single one of them has to join in the Erev. And we asked you, doesn't it seem that we can learn from here that the place where you sleep is what determines a place of residence for Shabbos? And you said to us about that, that's talking about where they get the food from their father's house. So you actually taught us this halacha. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.